Unit 4. Selecting staff.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Well?
He looks quite good on paper.
I'm sure he's very sound technically. The thing is, we must have someone who can communicate.
Oh, but the software engineering manager isn't going to be meeting customers.
You never know. Anyway, he's going to be talking to us every day. Schultz didn't sound very confident in either Spanish or English.
Well, let's have the next one in and see if he's any good.
Ask Dr. Villa to come in, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Villa. Please, sit down. My name is Andrews. I'm the staff controller, and my colleague here is Miss Soto, the data manager.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think Miss Soto would like to discuss technical matters with you to begin with. Then I'll come in with some more general things. Pilar?
Thank you. Dr. Villa, your CV doesn't go into details about the hardware you've been working with recently. Tell me about your present job. What's the setup?
Well, we have a network of IBM PCs and compatibles, which can operate as individual workstations, or they can access a much more powerful mini-computer.
All right. Now I'll hand you back to Mr. Andrews.
Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Villa. While you've been talking to Miss Soto, I've been refreshing my memory of your CV. It makes interesting reading. Rather a mixed career so far. Suppose you do join our company. Where do you expect to be in 5 years' time?
Well, a head of department, assistant head anyway, in technical sales or overseas marketing.
I see. More on the marketing side? You're quite sure about that? You think your track record will help you?
Yes, I think it will.
I'm glad you think so. You know what I think? I see a young man who may well be smart, but who really doesn't know where he's going.
Why do you say that?
Well, you tell me, Dr. Villa. Why did you move from banking to printing, to computer consultancy, and now you want to move into heavy industry? And perhaps I ought to mention global navigation.
Because all those things are my career. In every position that I've had, I was developing my knowledge of computer systems. That knowledge I can apply equally well to banking, or machine automation, or image recognition, anything you like.
I see. Well, maybe you have a point. But taking a year off to go sailing at the start of your career when you've just got your PhD, wasn't that a year wasted?
It depends on how you look at it. It was an adventure, of course, but we also carried out a research program for computer-aided satellite navigation. So actually, I think it was quite useful. Anyway, would you turn down a chance like that?
Okay, Dr. Villa. Are there any questions you want to ask us?
Well, yes. I'd like to know a little more about the group I would be working with.
It's been very interesting talking to you, Dr. Villa. However, we still have one more person to interview.
Are there any questions you want to ask us?
Yes. I'd like to know more about the people I'll be working with.
Well, this is a new post. We're not quite sure which department it will be in, marketing or technical.
The thing is, I see my career developing more towards marketing.
Marketing's rather a big jump. After all, as an engineer, you won't be directly involved in selling.
You never know. Anyway, I'm certainly going to be involved in product development.
Well, maybe you have a point there. It depends on how you look at it.
Okay, let's say I'm going to be on the marketing side. Perhaps you can tell me who I'll be working with.
It's been most interesting talking to you, Miss Robiani. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, quite impressive. I could tell you were impressed.
Let's have another look at the job advertisement. How does she match up to that?
Rather well, I think. And Joe, she didn't waste time sailing around the world like Carlos did. Under 35, currently holds a post of responsibility at middle management level. Fluent in Spanish and English.
Yes, but not as fluent as Villa.
She speaks English as well as he does, if not better.
But unlike Villa, she doesn't have a postgraduate qualification.
Look at their current salaries. He's making half what she is. I suppose we'd have to pay her twice as much as him.
Considering the field she's in, 90K isn't all that great. She was getting 45K in Britain 5 years ago. It's taken her 5 years to double her earnings. What really bothers me, though, is that her experience has been totally in the area of finance and banking.
Yes. The lack of industrial experience is rather a drawback. How about drive, ambition, motivation? How do you rate Rubiani on that? Compared with Villa, I mean.
Well, in spite of what I said to Villa, I really feel he has the edge when it comes to motivation. That appears to me to be the essential difference between them. He's much more ambitious than she is.
Yes. I think that when we weigh them both up, we have to give it to Villa. His experience is more varied than Robiani's. And as you say, he's more highly motivated. And I get the impression that he's better at working with people.
Oh, what makes you say that?
That boat trip. Can you imagine it? Living for months in a tiny boat with five other people? I'd go crazy. But when he talked about it, you could see that it was more important to him than anything else he'd ever done.